Beloved radio friends, welcome yet to another broadcast. The Lord has been our helper, especially in this season. Our topic today is, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Our Bible reading is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to verse 16. Matthew chapter 5, the book of Matthew, the gospel according to Matthew. Chapter 5, verse 14 to verse 16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it onto a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let us pray. Almighty Father in heaven, you created all things, and you said, let there be light, and there was light. Grant that my listeners will understand your purpose for their lives and accept the role you have assigned to them. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Our passage is talking about the Christian influence in the society. The Christian influence in the society. It says, you are the light of the world. So Christians who live after godly principles are a light that bring hope to a world that is lost in darkness. If the influence of the Christian is covered, it will not affect the community. One should simply not be ashamed to live the Christian life in the midst of his community. By living the principles of God in the place of your birth or in the place of your residence, one will give hope to those who desire an escape from the world that is in the bondage of darkness. Our communities are in darkness and under the power of the devil. In the days of Jesus, his presence in any community, his physical presence in any community, exposed the work of darkness and brought deliverance, healing, liberation, breaking of yoke of darkness in such places. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to verse 22, the Bible details the works of darkness. These works of the flesh, as the Bible calls them, the works of the flesh, invariably that the works of darkness constitute behavioral patterns of life prevalent in areas where the power of darkness prevails. Foremost among them is idolatry. It is unfortunate that after years of Christianity in our land, there is still manifestations of idolatry all over our communities. These are not our culture, as people refer to. They are not our culture, basically, but works of darkness. Worship of idols cannot be our culture. Worship of demons. Sacrifices, both animal and human, to demons cannot be said to be aware of life. It's not a culture. Fear of the dead and appeasing them or calling on them to intervene for help. Honoring gods or idols by reserving some days for them. Such days are excluded from burying the dead or conducting marriage rites. The foolishness in these things is that no person hinders childbirth on such days or even death on such days. Our people are neck deep into witchcraft, divination, unclean attitudes, immorality in such areas because these are propelled by impure spirits, pride, rebellion, arrogance, stubbornness, greed, occult, and the cultic activities. Why do people still belong to Okonkwo and attend church? They laid the foundation of cult and occultic practices. The evil effect of such activities on a community is unquantifiable. Christianity came and brought light. But when people do not embrace light, they coexist with light and darkness. Our Lord Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." Timid Christians do not affect people for good. When genuine Christian life is not manifested in the lives of Christians in the community, darkness prevails. Living out the principles of righteousness in the community gives hope and dispels darkness and its works. People are in bondage. People are under the yoke of Satan. In Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2, the Bible says, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has a light shined." When Jesus came to a place, they said the people that sat in darkness have seen light, because Jesus is light. In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8, Apostle Paul, writing to the Ephesians, said, "At one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." When light comes, darkness recedes. The presence of Christians in communities ought to reveal errors hidden in darkness and bring people to the love and light of our Lord Jesus Christ, and turn people to become light themselves. "Let your light shine, and turn the hearts of the sons and daughters of the land to God and to his Son Jesus Christ. The works of darkness will be exposed. Sorcerers will vacate the land. They will lose their jobs. Water spirits and their priests and priestesses will cease to function. Occultic men and cultic activities will close down. In the name of Jesus, the land will become blessed and yield abundant crops for farmers. Youths will develop skills and jobs. Development will commence in the communities. Healings will become prevalent. Demons will be cast out because light has come. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify our Father that is in heaven." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you have delighted in us by turning us to become the light in our communities. In this season like this, when, O God our Father, your people are not shining as to bring light into our communities, I pray that the Holy Spirit will help your people transform into light and bring the influence, the righteous influence of our Lord Jesus Christ in our communities, to the glory of your holy name, with the attendant results that will manifest for your own glory and for the benefit of your people. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.